Good morning.
May 12, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing tracks a mix of federal drug war signals, alcohol's public health toll, and new state action on kratom, with one funding deadline arriving tomorrow. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, Filter reports that the Trump administration is planning more drug war measures, along with AI surveillance and wastewater testing. That is one of the clearer signals in today's coverage about where federal enforcement and monitoring could be headed. Stat also leads with two alcohol stories. One says alcohol is wreaking havoc on U.S. public health, while American society continues to look the other way. A related report from Stat says that despite alcohol's toll, it is still an awkward subject in the doctor's office. Taken together, those pieces point to both scale and silence around alcohol-related harm. Elsewhere, the conversation breaks down the differences between Delta 8, Delta 9, and THCA in regulated cannabis products. The piece focuses on what sets those forms of THC apart. And on another front, Stat reports that Trump is pivoting on the kratom derivative 7-0, or 7-OH, and is floating approval for some forms. That is worth watching alongside the state-level kratom developments later in the briefing. In the Social Pulse, one post grounded in lived experience comes from Azzy May on LinkedIn. They say they have been reposting material for 3 years while formulating new material as things arise, and that over that time they have keynoted two conferences, built an audience of 5,200 followers, and landed plenty of gigs. The post pushes back on dismissing steady public-facing work with "I'm only" thinking. A separate post, framed as innovation, argues that supervised consumption sites reduce public drug use without increasing drug use or addiction rates, and says they are much more cost-effective than prison cells. Then, shifting into public debate and opposition messaging, a post from Sheldon Sterrett on X argues the opposite. It says supervised consumption sites lead to more public and open drug use in neighborhoods that children witness, and makes a similar criticism of low-barrier supportive housing sites. This is a clear example of competing public narratives around harm reduction, rather than a new evidence claim on its own. In academic research, a study posted through Vivli looks at the abuse potential of buprenorphine TDS in non-opioid-dependent volunteers. Based on the title alone, this is a characterization study focused on buprenorphine's abuse potential in that population. On the policy front, Kansas has added metrazine to Schedule 1 under the state's Uniform Controlled Substances Act. For listeners tracking kratom policy, that is a direct scheduling move with clear enforcement implications. Also in Tennessee, Matthew Davenport's law creates criminal offenses and testing requirements related to kratom. With Tennessee and Kansas both moving on kratom-related policy, this remains an active area to watch across states. A few funding opportunities are current. The Bureau of Justice Assistance has its fiscal year 2025 comprehensive opioid, stimulant, and substance use program investigations, training, and technical assistance opportunity, with a deadline of May 13, 2026. That deadline is tomorrow. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act opportunity through NCIPC, with a deadline of June 8, 2026.
There is also the Smart Family Fund Angel Philanthropy First-Time Grants pitch, with first-time grants ranging from $25,000 to $100,000. The deadline is listed as open pitch. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And in activism, Shatterproof is highlighting its Ask Toolkit for supporting someone in crisis. If that toolkit is relevant to your work, it may be worth saving for quick access. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.